It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
In addition to providing a sense of beauty and tranquility, your gardening efforts can become a part of maintaining a sense of balance in the natural world. The birds and the bees, as well as butterflies and other forms of wildlife, will welcome your garden world, especially if you put a bit of effort into making it a supportive habitat. Native plants are most successful in providing nourishment in the form of nuts, seeds, fruits, berries, and nectar. And clean water is a critical element to survival, no matter the season. Shelter is critical to survival from bad weather or predators, and also serves as a place to raise the young. And sensible treatment of the soil in terms of pesticides, fertilizers, and the use of composting are extremely valuable for plants, beneficial insects, and wildlife. Creating a wildlife habitat often requires a look at some special needs of two garden insects that will most often become favorite residents. Bees are hardworking pollinators that do best in a habitat that offers continuous blooms throughout the growing season. So plant a variety of plants that will create overlapping bloom times between spring, summer, and fall. Also, give the bees a variety of habitat for nesting and mating with hedges and natural brush. Some undisturbed ground and even a dead tree or two serve well for nesting areas. But if these elements of landscape aren't a part of your garden area, consider installing a few native bee nesting boxes. And remember that there are many kinds of bees that would enjoy setting up house in your garden. They don't have to be honeybees, complete with a hive, in order to serve as a part of your garden workforce. Butterflies are probably the most sought-after insect to set up residence in a flower bed or even a vegetable patch. The North American Butterfly Association offers a certification program that is open to rural, suburban, or urban gardens throughout the U.S. and includes the following criteria to attract butterflies and support habitat restoration. Your garden area must have a minimum of 3 different butterfly nectar plants. For example, Shasta daisy, marigold, and butterfly milkweed. Also required is a minimum of 3 different caterpillar host plants, like lupine, parsley, dill, or fennel. A shallow mud puddle or an area of damp earth will help to attract butterflies to your nectar and caterpillar host plants. The Butterfly Association also encourages optional garden management with mulching, eliminating use of pesticides and herbicides, water conservation, and eliminating invasive plant species. If you'd like to give butterfly gardening a try, the North American Butterfly Association provides regional butterfly garden guides to help you get started. You can contact them at naba.org for more information. And if you'd like more info about creating a natural wildlife habitat in your flower or vegetable garden, there are 2 other fountains of information available to you. One is your county agricultural extension office, and the other is the Master Gardener programs offered by the American Horticultural Society through state universities. A quick call or email to any of those folks should get you on the right track for developing your own garden habitat.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.